Today's daf, the Shabbos daf ayin ches, on the top of daf ayin ches amud aleph, the Gemara tries to figure out when a liquid has more than one usage, so which usage determines the minimum shear, which usage is the koveya of the minimum shear. So Abaye gives the rule that kol milsa d'shchicha v'lo shchicha, azra baran basa d'shchicha l'kula. Anytime there's a one usage that's very shchiach and the other usage that's not so shchiach, so we always go with the more shchiach. And that's why yayin, even though it could be used for drinking, which is its most common usage, and it can also be used for refuah, which is the less common usage, the koveya is how much of it do you normally use to drink. That's the shear for otzah and Shabbos. When it comes to chalav, it's the same thing. When it comes to devash, devash could be used for eating normally, or it could be used for refuah, which is a much more common usage for devash. So by devash, the koveya is going to be how much of it you use for refuah, because that's a more common usage. Mayim is a tricky one, because mayim, the Gemara says, doesn't really make any sense. Mayim, you would think, is much more commonly used to drink from than it is for refuah. And yet the shear that we give in the Mishnah is a shear of how much mayim you would use for refuah. So the Gemara said, maybe that's only talking, Abaye suggests, maybe that's only talking in the Galil, where in the Galil they would always use water for the refuah. And Rava says, no, even b'shar mekamos, if you have other liquids available and water available, you always want to use the water for the refuah, because the other liquids leave some sort of film over the eyes, and it's not as ideal to use for refuah. Water is always ideal, so it's considered that both uses are shchiach, and therefore we go l'chumra with the smaller shear that you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. The Gemara then says, all of these shiurim that we're talking about, there may be a difference whether these are items that you would be matzniya in such small quantities, or the things that you would not be matzniya in such small quantities. So there are actually two opinions in the Gemara, whether these shiurim are for people who are matzniya, or these shiurim are for those who are not matzniya, but if you were matzniya, then even a kol shuhu already, you'd be chayv for carrying out, because that's what's chashuv to you. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph just adds on more household type of things that you may have with you and you may carry that, and the shear of what the minimum shear is to carry to be chayiv for carrying them outside on Shabbos, such as rope and reeds and cotton and paper and all these different things that we haven't yet discussed in the Mishnayos about foods and drinks. There is a stira between the Mishnah and a Braisa about how small a piece of paper a person is chayiv for carrying. The Mishnah seemed to have said that if it's a paper that could fit two Greek letters on it then that's the minimum size that you're chayiv for carrying. Whereas we have a braisa that says that if it's two letters sounds like it's talking about regular letters, not Greek letters, that are a little bit smaller, that you're already chayiv for carrying a paper of that size. So there are two possible resolutions to that stira. Either Rav Shesha says that the braisa is also about Greek letters, it just didn't give the detail that it's about Greek letters, but it also means Greek letters. And Rava says no. When the braisa says two regular letters, it means two regular letters plus the margin, the empty margin that you could hold it by, which is the same size in total as the amount of the size of a piece of paper that you put two Greek letters on. Then at the end of the daf, we had a machlokas tanaim. If you're chayiv for kesher mochsin after you already showed it. I mean, the kesher mochsin is a receipt that shows that you paid your toll when you go over the bridge. So the question is, if you already used it, so you're still chayiv for carrying it out. Do we say that it loses its chashivas and therefore you can be pater, or do we still assume that it has some chashivas? Why would it still have some chashivas? So the Gemara suggested maybe you still want to show it off. You need to show it to another official, possibly, or maybe you just like to show it off to other people so that they can know how trustworthy you are. Different possibilities or maybe there are auditors that may still chase after you. That's the first of the three possibilities. Auditors that may still chase after you to make sure you have it. So you always want to keep it on you. So maybe it's still something that's a davar chashuv to you even after you've already used it. So that's what we got to in today's shiur.